Celebrate a family member in your yard with a tree or shrub this season. We're headed to the nursery next on Western Life Radio.
Put on your helmet. Let's go.
But, Mom, when will I be old enough so I don't have to wear my helmet? When will I become invincible just like you?
Sweetie, I'm not invincible. I need my helmet, too. Anyone can get hurt, no matter how old they are.
Be responsible and set an example when you ride. Accidents do happen. Please remember, nobody is invincible.
School resource officers make $50,000 and up. Faster Utah can train 40 or more school staff members to the same skill level for the same amount of money. What do you think? FasterUtah.org.
Celebrate your family members with a tree or shrub. Alex Grover with Utah's Best Gardening brings out the shovel.
It's a great time to be growing right now. Finally got some warm, dry weather, at least hopefully for a little while. We've talked about gifts over the years. The one thing I really tend to look for is what plants would benefit your home and that your father would like. I declared earlier this year this year was going to be the year of peach, because I just hadn't gotten any peach trees planted. I've got one peach tree out there now. I've still got two more to put in as a minimum this year, and I've got spots for them. Even on less than a quarter acre, I've got spots for three peach trees. And so I do really strongly advocate getting a nice tree, a fruit tree, a nice shade tree. And it won't be just dad that enjoys this, but it'll be able to be the whole family. And in planting of the tree, really should be an event where everyone's involved. You have kids in there packing the soil down and everyone helping with the shovel and everyone helping with the watering and everything. And you can make this an event. Now, if you've already got, of course, your place with its allotted number of trees, I'm not sure if that's possible to have enough trees on a landscape, but you know, if you think you're there, I understand. Then you can go on. Is there a nice flower bed where we can get some perennial flowers that are good for the honeybees and the pollinators? Again, most of the landscapes I see have room for them. It's just nobody's giving it that thought. And so wouldn't it be great just to plant out an area, go out as a family, and get some stuff planted? It's going to look nice. It's going to have an environmental impact, and it's going to actually even improve the curb appeal.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.